So I'm standing in the aisle at the grocery store, Samantha, looking at the salad dressing. And oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so stressed out. I have so much anxiety. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to pick. I just don't know where to go with this. I just want two flavors to choose from. That's
calm down, Gen X. calm down.
Right.
Calm down.
Right. We're used to simple things.
We are used to simple things. But I need to diagnose you right now.
Oh.
The reason why you have anxiety is because you can't handle change. Even though you are a sauce person and love all things sauce, this is just too much for you because there's too many things. The world has created too much for you.
It's too much now, right? It's overwhelming and it's too much. I don't need 25 choices to have to make. It's just not needed. Right. And you just hang on here. I don't hate change. I hate forced change. If I make the change, I'm okay. I don't like change being forced on me. That's
all change is forced on you.
Well,
you
it must feels different.
Lead a very turbulent life.
It feels like it's bumpy some days. Bump, 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 right?
Oh my God.
It feels bumpy and I don't like it. I grew up with two choices, French or Thousand Island. Which one do you want, Lisa? Take your pick. Or no salad. Okay. Right? Easy. Because that's what Gen X was all about.
Simple.
Don't be pinning this on me. Mm-hmm. It's not about me, Samantha.
Oh, but it is.
Oh, but I think not.
I think so.
I think it might not be. I think it's on all the people creating new shit. But
hard
thanks for your words of wisdom.
I know. It's hard to be you, Lisa.
Totally.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha.
Lisa, it's been a hard day for you, hey?
You know what? Here's my thing with you, right? Is that you just think, oh, I know you and I can figure you out, blah, blah, blah.
It's pretty easy. You just don't like people telling you what to do. So it's not hard. It's not hard.
I'm not that open and shut.
Oh, but you are.
But I'm not.
Oh, but you are.
Oh, but I'm not. But I'm not.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you. Because that's not what people have tuned in to listen to, Lisa. How was your week?
Oh, look at you, princess, asking first.
Oh my God. So then I get made fun of. Awesome sauce.
My week's been good so far, Samantha. What about yours?
It's been good, Lisa. It's busy. It's busy. It's busy.
Busy. It's busy.
Busy. Goddamn busy. Snow. Fuck off, snow.
Goddamn snow. But now soon we're going to have not goddamn snow. We're going to have goddamn slop.
I know.
What's worse, slop or snow?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm not. I am not team slop.
Yeah, I know. It just gets gross and messy and
right? And you walk into your office, you got to clean it. You walk into your store, you got to clean it. Like that's... Right. You got to hope people recognize that it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
You got to wonder how come when you walk into the front of the building and there's a big carpet there, a big rug, why nobody uses it. They just use it as a step and keep going. And then they drag their slop all along with them. What is with that?
I don't know.
I don't cope well with the slop, eh?
I know.
It's weird. It's just messy. It's fine. Here's the thing. I don't mind spring slop because we know spring slop's leading to summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mind winter slop because we know that just means more snow is going to come.
Well, I hope we don't have frigid temperatures for the next 3 months because that would really suck.
But we're going to in February for sure.
Is that necessary?
We're not just one and done. We're not one and done at all. I just feel we're not going to be. Right.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Okay. Can I just say before we get into the next thing? I didn't realize that you creep our I Shake My Head Gmail as quickly as you do.
I don't creep it.
It just seemed odd on Saturday night, minding my own business at home. And what happens?
What did I do? I don't what remember. Email,
what message did you send me Saturday night? If I can quote
I'm sorry.
It. Tell me. Did you?
I asked you, since when did you join the Fantasy Baseball League, Lisa? I thought you were told you couldn't.
I'm in the middle of my draft. Trying to answer you. Trying to be all secretive at home, quietly doing it while we watch TV, right? Every 6 minutes, it's my turn or something. I'm just, and then there, and then up you pop, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, bitch was told she couldn't.
Bitch is playing.
It's a busy spring.
I'm just going to dabble and see. Because
you are not going to, no. You, what if, okay. You won. You won fantasy football. Never played it before a day in your life.
Never.
So you got so immersed in that.
Totally.
I can only imagine how insane you're going to be with baseball.
Because I kind of know it.
Oh, God.
Right? Because I kind of know it.
I think you're going to be a nightmare and your husband is going to just not be impressed with you.
Shh, he doesn't know yet.
He will when he listens to this.
I'm just going to dabble. I'm just
going to
dabble.
You are not going to dabble. You know
that's
that.
All I'm going to do.
You're like all in or nothing.
Mm-mm-mm. Well.
Your OCD does not allow you to do anything other than that.
I know, but I have till March 20th. That's my first game. March 20th. That's when I start. We'll see. We'll see.
It's going to be
bad. Can you have some faith in me? Have some faith in me.
Okay.
Just a little.
I have a small smidge of faith in you, but that's about it.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you and now apply it to this? That small smidge and apply it to this. Why don't you?
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. But I do need to talk about the fact. I need to talk about the Chiefs and Bills game that happened and the Jason Kelce.
Still so funny coming from you, Miss Football.
I know. Look at me being in the know of things like that.
Did you watch the game?
I did not get to watch the game, unfortunately, but I did catch snippets of it. Okay. And well, Jason Kelce, if he wanted to be a bigger superstar, he has now cemented his I don't know, fame, because he went bare-chested at a very cold game.
He's very hairy.
Yes.
Really hairy.
He was drinking beer. He was having fun. He was cheering his brother on. He was like in the crowd and like doing whatever. He had shots before the game. He was tailgating. He was doing all of that. All the things that people give Taylor Swift shit for.
Right. And she doesn't even do half of that.
Nope. She shows up. Right. She goes to the booth or the room.
And she enjoys herself.
And she enjoys herself and she cheers her boyfriend on and she gets shit just for showing up.
Yeah. So here's my thing, okay? I think maybe what the world doesn't understand is when Taylor Swift picks an outfit to wear, she's not buying it from this from the general people. She's going to like a local small town, like small retailer and asking mm-hmm. them to make her something. So she's yeah. doing a good thing, letting this person get a little bit of fame and fortune for right. being responsible for Taylor Swift's outfit, right? She has done so much. And I'm just tired of all the dicks, the ricks, the mix and the nicks having an issue with what she's brought to the NFL.
She just showed up like every other player's Fan. Girlfriend yep. or wife or a spouse or partner, whatever. She just showed up like everybody else. It's just that she happens to be a woman who doesn't need anyone. She makes her own money. She's very much an independent person. Yep. She has made all the decisions in her career that have gotten her to where she is.
That's
Are
right.
you threatened by that?
Right. Because that's what it seems.
That's right? what it seems like.
She has generated popularity for the NFL. She's yeah. generated a young following of women who are interested in the NFL.
She's brought dads and daughters together, and they yeah. are now watching games because of her.
Right.
Together, right?
Right.
That's exactly. not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. There's nothing negative about, there's not one negative thing about what she's doing.
No.
If Travis Kelce has a shitty game, that's on Travis Kelce.
Okay. Because she's not magical. Okay, guys? She's not magical. Right. She's not a witch. She's none of those things.
Right.
Just like Giselle was not the person who wrecked Tom Brady's career. Right. Or apparently she was the curse. They called it the Giselle curse. Ridiculous.
Right. Yes, maybe Yoko Ono did have some issues with the Beatles. That's the only one that I'm going to say might be true.
But every time, like women, you can't blame a woman for the inability for the team to do what they need to do. That's on them, not on a woman. Right. Okay.
And what does that say? Again, what does that say, Dix, Mix, Nix, and Ricks, if you are so insecure that you're thinking that your dude is having a shitty game because his girlfriend is present? Have some faith in your dude, Dick.
Because you would rather blame a woman for a man's incompetence than the actual man who's playing the game?
Who's playing the game, right? Jesus
Christ.
Oh, it needs
my God,
that's
so stupid.
It's so stupid, right?
Oh my God. Like when you think about it, it's like, guys, it's the guys on the field. It's the coach. It's the assistant coach. It's all those people.
It might be that the other team might be a little bit better on any given day.
Are we going to pinpoint Jason Kelce's wife, Kylie? Is she the problem? Is she the reason why the Eagles didn't advance and they lost their last game?
Probably
no.
Not. Of course she's not. Taylor Swift is the root of all evil.
I don't know how the hell that started. Stop it.
Just stop it.
Don't blame the people associated with the players. They've got nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
She's just going to watch it.
Keep your weird suspicions to yourself, people.
So guess what I'm doing? I am putting all the Dicks, Ricks, Mix, and Nicks on notice. We've had it with you. We've had it up to here. Enough.
And the dads and the brads and the jazz.
All of you. Enough. Right? Stop being intimidated by Taylor Swift.
Stop being intimidated by women. Like, just grow up.
Right. Right. We better get off this topic, Samantha.
We better, because I ain't got nothing else nice to say.
Right? It's not going to be nice. It's only going to go bad. It's going to get really bad from here.
I know. Well, we don't really have that many male followers, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Sorry, Adam.
Well, yes, we have Adam
and we have Luke. Sorry, Luke.
We have Luke. Yeah,
right. We have a handful.
I'm sure that they are realistic people who don't blame women for the outcome of a game.
I wouldn't
game.
Think so, right? Yeah.
Okay. That's all I had to say. That it's fine if Jason Kelce makes an ass of himself and puts himself out there for the media to like constantly be on him.
Yeah,
but it's not okay if it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, when she's just being a fan, just going to the game, cheering on her boyfriend. Just like Patrick Mahomes' wife, just like everybody else's wife, right?
So basically what we're saying is that we haven't gotten anywhere in society, is how we're trying to say.
Double standard again.
Sorry.
And again, and again. Okay,
we're not all over the place.
But we're not here to be mad.
No, we're not.
We're a comedy podcast, Samantha.
I laughed at the fact that this is what they're doing.
I know, right?
Okay. I heard on the news, yes, Lisa, I do pay attention to the news. Ooh. I heard that Scott Peterson's case is getting re-looked at.
Really?
Because the LA Innocence Project believes he may be innocent and there's enough evidence to potentially get a conviction overturned.
Seems really hard to believe.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think.
All this time, he has maintained his innocence, hey?
Well, and why wouldn't you, though, right? If you're going to go to San Quentin, why wouldn't you say you're innocent?
Yeah. And then apparently the sister-in-law also believes that he's innocent.
Or is it his sister?
No, sister-in-law. That's what I thought I saw a sister-in-law.
Maybe. I know. The thing is that the whole Lacey Peterson and Scott Peterson case makes zero sense, right? She went missing. He took a boat out. Exactly where she was. She was encased in concrete. There was concrete in the boat. He had an affair. Doesn't mean that he killed his wife. True.
Yeah.
He had an affair. He colored his hair blonde because he was going to disappear.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weirdness too.
Well, that's the thing, is that they would have to get past all of that, right?
But But what I will say is I'm all for reopening any case. Bring it up. Let's take another look at it.
I figured you would like that part of it, because right? You're like,
absolutely. Yes. Yeah, right? My heart tells me he's as guilty as sin, but I am not the judge or the juror. So let's reopen it. Put it on CNN, some good television coming up.
Oh, well, right? And that's, you know, and that's why I thought, oh, this might intrigue Lisa. She'll get a lot of bang out
totally,
of it.
Totally, right? Because I love that shit, right? I was explaining to somebody today at my work. I said, because Mike always says, you're creepy. I said, I'm not creepy. I enjoy their creepy mind. Or he says, I'm a sicko. I said, I'm not a sicko. I enjoy a sicko's mind. That's the difference.
Well, because you find it, they're either, it's curious to know what they're thinking when they
actually... What the hell made you derail as much as you derailed?
Yeah.
Right? And I get that sometimes there's trauma, but like a Scott Peterson, lived a pretty normal life. Mm-hmm. What made
and
you
then,
derail?
Yeah. It's
like that member that Susan Smith a million years ago who drowned her babies in the car in the state.
Oh, that was bad.
Right? What made you go from, like, I get you just wanted to move on and maybe didn't want your babies anymore, but your husband would have taken your babies. What makes you snap and make that decision?
Right.
Like, right? Gypsy Rose, why do you kill your mom? Why don't you just go tell somebody?
Right.
I don't get that shit, but that's what's so cool. That's what I want to learn.
And this is why women are the ones who listen to true crime.
right? And I don't listen to true crime because that's a slippery slope for me. If I start, oh my God, I'll never stop, right? I don't do it.
I like a podcast. I like the podcast Southern Mysteries because she always finds like something really weird to talk about.
Yeah.
And then usually it ends up not making any sense whatsoever what happened. I love it. And it's just like so bizarre.
I can't go down the true crime podcast slippery slope.
Yeah.
I would be engulfed in it.
Well, that, and then you're listening to something that actually happened and then you're like, what?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. But speaking about things that have actually happened.
Uh-huh.
I'm shaking my head, Samantha. I'm shaking my head at grocery stores, right? We're like, I get that there's still COVID out there in the world before anybody corrects me. But we're really like 3 years past the COVID hype, right? Uh-huh. 2 years for sure past it. Why have grocery stores not brought back individual buns in their bakery yet? I don't want a pack of eight. I want 4 buns, 3 buns, 2 buns.
I don't know where you shop, but I
shop at the co-op.
Where I shop, there's individual buns.
You can buy individual buns?
Yes, because maybe you don't shop at the right time of day, Lisa.
Samantha, I feel I shop at the right time of day. I do my shopping
on Saturdays.
Right, that's the right time of day to find buns. You shop in some weird fancy place.
No, I don't.
Right?
Well, I'm not. No, I don't.
I don't see buns. The Safeway, no buns. The co-op, no buns.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Donuts, which is fine, but no buns.
Huh. So this is your dilemma.
I shake my head at the fact I can't just buy one sub bun and make a sub. I have to buy a bag of sub buns.
Well, you know you can freeze them though, right?
I don't want to freeze them. You can freeze bread, but it doesn't taste like fresh and gushy. It tastes frozen and like that. It tastes like a hairball.
Like hairball.
You can freeze everything, but it doesn't mean that it's not coming back as it went in.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, I'm shaking my head.
I know, but you need to stop shopping where you're shopping and go expand your horizons.
I'm a creature of habit.
I know.
They need to come to me. They need to come around to me. That's
all right.
What's happened. I'm shaking my head at that. I'm shaking my head.
Okay. All right.
Right. That's what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm shaking my head at HGTV. They're giving viewers a false sense of security or hope that they can actually DIY and it work out. I shake my head at that.
Like I totally can Aaron and Ben Napier a home. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I watch that show enough. Yes,
no,
I can.
No.
And then add some green. That's her signature. Add some green. Right? We'll make the front door green.
Oh my God, please don't.
Why are you finding the same thing? Yeah.
Well, I just feel like, because I like watching HGTV, and then I'm watching it and I'm thinking, oh my God, they give us a false sense of security because we watch this and we think, this looks easy, because we're getting the edited,
right,
brushed, soft brushed version.
And they're trained. Takes, right? And they're trained to do this.
Right. And like, this is just wrong. I mean, right? It's great. Don't get me wrong. It's great entertainment if that's how you view it. But if you're watching, if you're watching a DIY show and I'm like, this is not realistic.
But it's like the cooking shows too, right?
Oh God. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like even the TikTok, right? You look at it and this person's like, this is how I make my sandwich, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay. And you try to do it and it's like,
not like that, not like that, not like that, not like happening. That, right?
I got all the ingredients. I did it the way you did it and it's still not working out. So are you lying to me, TikTok right. person?
Right.
Are you lying?
Yeah. Because you're being like everybody's mom who doesn't give all the pieces of the recipe. Hey. Right. Because that's the whole thing with all things cooking. Nobody gives you all the pieces because nobody wants you to do it as well as them.
Right.
Right? Your mom's never going to give you all the recipe to a sheet cake because she wants you to always go back to her and say, your sheet cake's the best, which it is. Can you make it? She needs that. My mom was the same way with recipes. Right? Oh, it didn't turn out the way you said. Weird. It does for mom.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. Oh, right. Really? Baking soda? Oh. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that. Right?
Oh my God. That's totally true.
That's what they need. And I think that applies to everybody who cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Cookers, cookers are selfish.
Whoa.
Cookers are selfish. The cookers are selfish.
And we're not, because we don't consider ourselves cookers.
We're not cookers, right? We're not cookers, right? So we're not selfish, right?
Oh my God.
I would give you all the ingredients to my recipe, as I know you probably will make it better than me. I'm fine with that. I'm not a cooker.
But that's like Michelle and her Eggs Benny at the lake.
Oh, hi. If she had her way, she would have us outside while she made it, right? Nobody sees it, right? Like, we don't know what goes in her mimosas.
No. Oh my God. Like, it's so good. So right? good.
Right. I got those little, you know, those little happy face hash browns that she uses. Uh-huh. I got those, put them in the air fryer. Didn't taste like hers. Totally didn't taste like hers.
Oh my God.
Right. So there's something to be said.
I don't know.
Right. I think cookers, they leave stuff out.
I think they do.
They leave stuff out. Okay. So, I was disappointed.
Slight disappointment. Yeah.
But here's Chelsea, my thing.
Okay. But they don't know why we're disappointed.
Oh, right. Okay. Tell them.
We didn't get to go to Chelsea Handler over the weekend. She had to cancel. Yeah. It was a snowstorm in Vancouver.
And she couldn't get to the prairies.
Couldn't get to the prairies.
That's the beauty of Canada, right? The West Coast has a blizzard. The middle, three provinces away, don't get the entertainment. Right? Two provinces away, I guess.
I think she should have stayed somewhere like close.
Right? Like maybe you shouldn't have been in BC, Chelsea Handler. Right? What were you thinking? We've been inviting you to Saskatoon for two months now.
If she wanted to go skiing, she could have just hung out in Banff for a couple days and then drove up to Edmonton.
Then you would have been fine, right?
Yeah.
But she has a thing for Vancouver or BC somewhere.
Whistler. She likes Whistler.
Everybody likes Whistler.
Yeah,
but here, but okay, so I'm thrilled. Gives us more time for Operation Chelsea.
No.
Because we had not made contact. We were not being very successful.
I don't think we're going to, but that's okay.
We're going to try because now we have this angle, right? Remember how disappointed we were? but at least we still get to go.
Yeah.
Right? You thought it was a hoax?
I thought it was a hoax because it was funny because I got up and I was thinking about, okay, you know, I have to start getting ready by 3 so I can pick up Lisa. We're going to go for supper. Da, 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 da. You were messaging me and all of a sudden this email popped up and I'm like, what's this about? So I click on it and I'm like, she canceled? What the hell? And I'm like, that is so weird. So I didn't trust it because that's who I am, apparently.
Right.
And so I actually called the number to see who it was. And it was the person who sent me the email. And I'm like, hi. Just wondering if the email that I just got about Chelsea Handler is actually correct. Oh, yeah, sorry. It's because of weather, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the clarification. Have a great day. And I was like, I think she was so surprised.
Because we have trust issues.
I have trust issues.
We have trust issues. We don't trust
them. Oh, my God. So we did not go to Chelsea, but we will go in February.
Yeah. But it's funny how the trust issues came in. Today, I was driving to a work thing and I hadn't been there before where I was going and I had the GPS on. And for some reason, I thought she was wrong and went a different way.
Did you end up in Warman?
Not quite. I had to turn around on a snow-filled road. Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then at this thing, everybody was talking about Warman. And I said to one of the ladies that I work with, am I in Warman? No, you're not. Oh, thank God. Okay. Thought I was in Warman. Right. But for some reason, because I too have trust issues and it felt like it was taking too long to get where I was going. I'm like, she's not right. I'm going a different way. Not that I knew a different way. I was just I just was going to go a different way. I drove right past it. That can't be it.
And yet it was.
And yet it was. And now we're going to go to Toronto and have trust issues.
Oh my God. It's going to be horrible.
It's going to be horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
It's going to be us pulled off to the side of the road because we have no clue where we are. Because we can't trust the GPS because we have trust issues.
Yeah. And yet we have no frame of reference to doubt it. So, you know, the magic rule, right? Always have a full tank of gas.
Yeah, that is the rule.
Because when we miss, when we don't trust her and we miss our turnoff, we have to go a long way out of our way to get back.
Yes, right? We do.
How far? Another 20 minutes.
Another 20 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Fun.
Good times.
Okay. So because, you know, I got thinking because of Chelsea Handler and she's pretty funny. At least we think she's funny.
Yeah.
Do male comedians get more credit than females for being funny?
I think people think men are more funny.
But why?
That's a good question. But why?
There's no good reason. There's no reason. No, there's no reason. Because Amy Poehler, funny. Heather McCarthy, funny. Yeah. Maya Rudolph, funny.
Wanda Sykes, funny.
Wanda Sykes, funny. Chelsea Handler, funny. Like, there's just a multitude of women,
right, that are
stand-up comedians that are hilarious.
Really funny.
Yes. And they deserve to be recognized for the craft, you know, that we applaud the male comedians for.
Yeah. Right? And if anything, I feel that there's a handful of up-and-coming male comedians that are funny, but I feel there's more women that are up-and-coming.
I feel that too.
Right? Hi, men. Your up-and-coming was Matt Rife. Where'd that get you?
Well, apparently they still like him.
He wasn't outed for long.
Uh-huh. He's coming here, hey?
To Saskatoon? When?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Should we go?
No.
Should we think about it?
No.
Maybe we should.
I don't want to spend my money on that.
We're going to discuss it later. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it, right?
Well, let's make sure that I'm right.
Yeah, let's just make sure you're right. Because sometimes you're just not right, right?
Yes, Lisa, thank you. Your trust issues, thank you.
Hi, you trust me with? No, didn't trust me with your credit card? I sometimes don't trust you with your information. Just like that, Samantha. Okay. But here, this is a dilemma, and I've been racking my brain trying to figure out when this happened. When did I stop liking hamburgers?
When you started liking steak more.
Oh, that was the reason?
Uh-huh.
I think I want to go back to burgers.
No, you don't.
I love a burger. I thought I loved a burger.
You like rink burgers. There's a specific kind of burger that you like.
Oh, yeah. True. That's a good point, too, right?
And all rink burgers are not made the same, and a typical burger is not like a rink burger.
You know what the problem is with a typical burger? It's the bun. If I could pick my bun, That's the thing. Don't tell me what bun I own. Oh, there's the change issue again. Don't tell me what bun I have to have. I'll tell you what bun I'd like. Thank you.
So let me guess. The bun that you like is the old style back in the 1970s bun. Yeah. And you don't need ciabatta. You don't need like a fancy artisanal bun.
I don't need a pretzel bun.
You just need
bun.
You need a Wonder Bread bun.
I need a gushy bun. Just a gushy, squishy. I don't need a squishy. I need a gushy bun. That's all. Just the one that's gushy.
Oh my God.
Like the one that they put on the egg, the bacon and egger at A&W. That bun.
That's
on a burger.
A hamburger bun.
Well, it's gushy and it's delicious. God. Right? That's the only, anybody that has a bacon and egger on that hamburger bun is never ever going to think that there's another better one. Ever.
I wouldn't want it on a hamburger bun.
Have you tried it on a hamburger bun?
No, I have not.
It's the way to have it.
It's the way to go.
Even the HHG says so.
Okay.
Right? And she's not just going to make that shit up, right?
Oh, that's true.
You trust her on a selfie. Selfie expert HHG.
I trust her to make eggs Benny.
Right? But you don't trust her to pick the best breakfast sandwich?
That's true.
Right?
Maybe. I just don't trust you.
I don't know. I'm just saying I want to get back to burgers in a restaurant.
Okay. But you would first have to not shame me for wanting to eat a burger when I go out. Yes, you do. No. You shame me.
I don't shame
you. For just wanting to eat a burger.
Because I don't understand why you want a
burger. Why don't you want to eat salmon? Why don't you want to have a steak? Because I just want a hamburger.
But why do you want just a burger?
Because that's why. That's really? Because sometimes, Lisa, people,
why a burger?
Because it's sometimes just all that you need. All you need is a burger with bacon and cheese and the gooiness and the fullness sometimes, of it all.
Like, I get it. I want that too. But then I just think,
you
why
don't,
a burger?
Because you shame me into not getting it every time.
No. You shame yourself.
No, I don't. Because you know what it is? This is what I figured out. Whenever I want a burger and you think I need salmon or steak, you want me to spend as much money as you are. I think that's what it rolls out to. It's not what I'm eating. It's how much it is.
Yeah, but then I could say the same thing for me. Every time I say I'm going to try something new and then you say, no, you're not. That's shaming me.
No, because you are not an agent of change. You will never be the agent of change. You are stuck in your ways, little Gen Xer. And you will stay there permanently.
Permanently.
Yes.
All I'm saying is I want to like a burger, but then when it comes to getting a burger, I'm just like, ugh, why a burger?
Then just come to the realization that you don't like burgers anymore.
But I do.
But you don't.
But I do. There's just parts of them that I don't like.
You need
and I don't like them every day. I don't want them every day. Because then I
no
think
one
why
wants
a burger.
No one wants you to eat a burger every day, Lisa.
Like, I'm fine with a burger at McDonald's, but like at a nice restaurant, why a burger?
My God. Because sometimes a burger just hits the spot.
Like a burger?
Yes. Oh my God. Judgmental. Much. Oh my God. Stop it.
Just clarifying a burger.
You're horrible. Please don't be like this when we go out on Friday. I'm going to just not. I'm going to be like, I'm not with her. We aren't. I'm not with this person.
I'm just curious about a burger.
No, because I don't need you to shame people.
Well, it's not shaming. I'll just be like,
yes, you are shaming people.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not saying you can't eat it. I'm just asking for clarification on your choice.
Because sometimes a burger is better than a steak.
A burger?
Yes.
Better than a steak?
Yes, because it's just what that person feels they need in their life in that moment.
A burger.
Yes, a burger. Stop saying it like it's like so passe. It's so peasant. It's just so beneath me. That's
it's
what it sounds like. It's a burger.
It's a burger.
It's a burger.
It's a burger.
God, stop it.
That's what you want.
This is your childhood snottiness coming back and like tenfold.
Imagine if I was the waitress, I'd be like, let me just clarify. You want A burger?
You? No tip for you. No tip for you.
That's fine. I'd be like, of course not, because she just ordered a burger.
Oh my God. Okay, so just to clarify, you still like them, but you're just really snotty about it.
I'm selective when I'm going
to
eat them.
You're selective. Yeah, when you're at an event in a rink, that's when right. You like to eat them.
Right, that's where I feel burgers best displayed and best belong.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Stop.
It's a burger.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Samantha.
You're bad.
Sorry.
You're so bad.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Okay, so I need to talk about Hoda. I need to talk about
Hoda. Yeah, Hoda rocks.
Hoda rocks. Okay, she there was an Instagram post where Hoda says nothing humbles you more than watching Jeopardy. You might think you're smart, and you're not. There's knowledge and then there's wisdom. We are wisdom people. We don't remember things.
Okay, listen, nothing humbles you more than watching Jeopardy. I can see that.
But that's funny. It's like nothing humbles you more than watching Jeopardy because, you know, you got to take tests to get on that show.
Yeah, but what if you're good at Jeopardy? Like, remember when I'm good at Jeopardy?
No, you're not good at Jeopardy.
Yes.
You don't know everything.
I know a lot about, I know a little about a lot, which makes me good at Jeopardy.
Okay, so that makes you smart but not wise.
Well, I'll take smart. I don't need to be wise. I'll take smart.
We are wisdom people. We don't remember things. I thought, you know what? That's probably true for a lot of people. There are just people who are wise and we don't remember things. I'm not going to remember stuff on Jeopardy. Who gives a flying hoot?
Like Mike can recall stuff.
That's like so scary.
Mike can recall. He'll just be like, oh, like, it'll be like, I'll say something. I'll be like, yeah, I don't, you probably never even, he'll be like, blah, blah, blah. I'll be like,
no, I remember playing Trivial Pursuit with him. It was horrible. He knew everything and won every time.
Right. And you're, and every time there's a question, you're like, oh, never going to get this, but I'll read it anyways. And he'd be like, 1752.
Right.
What? How do you know that?
I hated playing Trivial Pursuit.
Right? He's really, remember, because he's really smart and wise.
He sucks.
Right?
Oh my God. I have a PTSD flashback.
He's good at Jeopardy. He remembers.
He does. So he should go on Jeopardy and win you some cash.
I don't know. He's got big hands. I don't know how he'd be with the buzzer. Right? Yeah, might be awkward for him.
It might break it too. So
he could, right? It could. Yeah. He could do that, right? I don't know. Kind of funny.
Okay. Kind You're of smart. Funny. I'm wise.
Okay. Well, there.
Explains
You're
a lot.
Butter and jam. Right there.
Okay. All right, Lisa.
Samantha.
So, were you a boy band girl?
Was I a boy band girl? Uh-uh. I was not. Well, okay. No, not really. I'm not. You know what? Because I don't get them. I don't. There's something about dudes and choreography that makes me uncomfortable. Right? It's like those dudes that have those really high voices too. Makes me feel uncomfortable. Right? Like the Bee Gees, right? Like, I think it's great music, but the fact that his voice could get that high, awkward. I get he's classically trained. I'm not taking it away from him. I'm just saying it makes me feel uncomfortable.
It makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but men, the boys and the choreography, like six of them in a row.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Right? Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. All of it. It just makes, I just think, why? Just stand there.
But you liked New Kids on the Block.
I like them out of all of the boy bands. I like them the best. I don't like New Kids on the Block. No.
Let's make it very clear.
Very clear. Thank you. Right?
Oh, God.
My boy band is like R.E.M. They just stand there and sing their song.
Right. That's right.
Right? They just stand and sing. That's my boy band. Right? I don't need a fancy dancing one.
Right? My boy band is The Cure.
Right. They just stand there and sing their songs.
Or yeah. Wham. I like a good Wham.
That's even getting a little much.
No, I like Wham.
Really? Like when they were in like the wake me up before you go-go?
No, that's the best stuff.
A little bit weird. A little bit awkward too. So no, we're. I know you like a boy band though.
Of course, yeah.
Right? You do. You do. You do. Okay. But
tear
no.
It
so
my heart.
And then they got all the actions and the. Here's the thing. At what point, if I'm a man, if I'm a dude and I'm in that boy band, at what point am I like, God, this is stupid?
Well, if you're not making any money, it sure is stupid.
Right? It sure is stupid, right? Yeah, sure is stupid.
Oh, God.
I still think that every boy band has to be always a gratitude of thanks to Menudo. Remember that bad band?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That Latin band?
Yeah, that they did well.
That was a weird band.
Wasn't that how we got Ricky Martin?
How we got Ricky Martin. Yeah. The only one that did anything, I think.
That's true. Okay. I'm curious. Have you gotten any more insight from your tarot card reader emails?
Do you need to ask that? It's like poking the bear. Why do you have to poke the bear?
Because I'm curious, because I doubt that you unsubscribe, so I'm going to assume you're still getting them.
Fine. Angela and Mary are still sending me lots of correspondence. Right? And you get it, Angela, because it's an angel. Mary, because it's Mary.
Right. Got it.
Right? Mostly stuff they want to know about my sign.
Oh, do you not know your sign?
Yeah, I'm Cancer.
Uh-huh.
I don't need them to know my sign.
You know your rising sun, rising moon, and setting sun.
No. I know that my sun sets in the morning and my moon goes down at the night. That's what I know. That's all I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So those girls need to back off. I did not unsubscribe because every now and then it's still interesting, but not interesting to the point that I want them to be my friends. No, can't do it. I can't do it. You know what, though? But here's there's bigger fish to fry than Mary and Angela.
Oh.
I need to talk to you about my spam. You know how every now and then it just gets too much?
Your spam emails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is what I've learned in the last maybe 2 to 3 weeks from my spam emails, okay? Mm-hmm. That my prostate might be enlarged. And that my penis isn't shooting right. Do they even know who I am? Because I know for sure I don't have a penis.
Nope, you don't.
Pretty sure I don't have a prostate.
Nope.
Okay, I don't know for sure if men and women both have them.
Because a prostate and a penis go together.
Okay, so I don't have either parts. I have no penis.
No, you don't.
100% only girl parts. Uh-huh. So it's like, do they even know who I am? I don't think I feel that my penis is okay because it doesn't exist.
Did you click on something again and you didn't realize and all of a sudden now you're just getting crap?
I don't know, right?
Because you are a clicker. This I'll give you.
I'm like, a clicker.
You do not think anything as a spam email or like is a Trojan horse or whatever or a virus. You're like clicking shit, trying to figure out where it goes.
I'm just curious. You send it to me. I figure it's for me.
And I get stuff and I automatically think this is going to cause problems.
I know that's the difference, right? But I just get frustrated because I'm like, if you knew that I was a woman, you would not be asking how my penis is.
And the fact that they don't know, is it to L? Is it just, because there's no name.
There's no name.
Oh, that's why.
So everybody named L must have a penis?
Apparently. They're just fishing now. Now they're just fishing.
I don't know, but they need to stop fishing, right? Because my prostate's fine.
Uh-huh. So how about you unsubscribe to those emails? Unless you get a little kick out of it.
Listen, I have 40,000 messages in my box. I can't start unsubscribing now.
Oh my God, you just need to delete all of it.
Right, and start fresh. But then what if there's one that I need?
You would have gotten to it at some point, Lisa, instead of being weighed down by 40,000 emails.
Right. It's starting to weigh heavy on me.
I'm sure it is.
Right. And then my other one just said, I've just got 20,000. I'm like,
that's good. Yeah. Good to know.
Right. Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. I'm not very proud of that.
No, you shouldn't be.
No. Right. Who does that? Who does that? Who does that? Who collects 40,000 emails?
Apparently you, because you're not an agent of change.
Not an agent of change.
Sorry. Right?
And listen, don't you tell me I need to unsubscribe. If I want to unsubscribe, I will.
Exactly, because you don't get told what to do.
Right, right.
Don't tell me.
Stop telling me what to do. I'll make my own choices.
All right.
Now I'm choosing to keep 40,000 emails just in case I need one.
Yes, just in case there's a nugget in there somewhere.
I don't know. I got no time to go through them, but if I ever do, that's what I'm going to do.
All righty.
All right.
Okay, so I have a fun story.
All right. Let's hear it.
It's about four couples. They're best friends. They've known each other for like 30 years. They built a tiny town.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called the Liano Exit Strategy, and it's by this river something called Liano. And these people decided to live the rest of their lives right next door to each other.
Oh, so let's do
a little commute. No, hi, I'm not explaining this to you that we can do this. I'm explaining it to you to show you that I will never do that.
No, let's do it. And let's get the HHG to do it. She's always willing to move.
No, she's not.
She's always looking for a new adventure.
She definitely doesn't want to move next door because she doesn't want us knowing her shit. She does not.
She doesn't want to see us as she gets in her car every day.
Where's she going?
Where's she going? I messaged her on Saturday night and I said to her, "Where are you?" And then I replied, and then I answered my own thing. I'm like, "Never mind. I just creeped you. I looked you up on my friends. I see where you are."
Oh my God. That is why she doesn't tell you where she is.
Right?
You creep?
I'm a creep.
No, I'm telling you this.
Don't give me the technology.
I just don't understand why people would do that.
Because that's what friends do.
Really?
You want to be the anti-friend of friends. Right? My name's Sam. I'm the anti-friend of friends. I want to be a friend, but just only with these stipulations in place. Friendship doesn't come with rules. It comes with a little town and lots of love. Right? That's what it comes with. Lots of love.
Little town and lots of love.
That makes my heart. That's the difference, right? That little piece of your heart that's black and bitter doesn't understand that. My heart understands it. Your little black. Oh, God. 2024. Yeah. Let's get rid of that little piece that's black and bitter.
No.
It's staying put.
No, it's good.
Right? That's why you don't understand the
it's
loveliness
where it
of
is.
That.
Okay. I'm just saying. Oh. I'm never doing that. I thought it was odds, but apparently you think it's normal.
I think it's so lovely.
That's a problem. So let's just leave it alone.
Right? We cannot talk about that anymore, Samantha.
Oh, no.
Right? Okay, but here, let's delve back into our Gen X days, right?
Ooh, fun.
Okay. And I only say this because I was making a cake and the cake had eggs in it.
Uh-huh.
And it got me thinking. Same thing with cookie dough. Now everything comes with a warning. Don't eat raw dough. Don't eat cake batter.
Yes.
However, when we were Gen X kids, we mixed it all in, licked the batter, ate the batter, licked the beaters.
Right.
Nobody cared. We didn't get sick. We didn't get salmonella. We didn't care that there was raw eggs in there.
Nope.
Eggs are probably better now than they were 45 years ago.
True.
Right? Like it's better chickens now than they were in our day. Our chickens didn't give a shit.
No, they did not.
Right? Our farmers probably didn't. It's a whole different world. So I find it odd that I need a warning to say, "Hey, Lisa, don't lick the batter on the spoon. I'm going to. Egg or no egg. I don't care. It didn't kill me when I was a teenager or a kid. It's not going to kill me now."
No.
Why? Like, oh. You know what? I'm going to say it, and it's not. It's rude. It's rude. You know what? Today's kids, bunch of pussies.
Oh, don't.
You need a warning label about not licking a batter, right? Eat the batter. You'll be fine.
Oh, God. We are living up to the Gen X stereotype, are we not?
Totally, right? But I just saw it, and I'm like, don't tell me what, again, don't tell me what I can't do.
Oh, my God.
I am not an agent for change.
This is the running theme
of my life. Don't tell me. If I choose not to lick the batter, I won't. Don't tell me I can't.
I know.
Right?
We used to do it. I don't know why or who decided that eating raw cookie dough or cake batter was a bad idea.
Let's take that joy away from today's kids. Why don't we? Okay.
Oh, it's delightful, unbaked.
Like chocolate cake mix. Yum. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Still at almost 55, just as delicious as it was at 10. Right? Still just as good.
Right? All right, kids.
I'm just saying.
Go lick those cake batter spoons.
Go lick the cake batter. Go lick the beaters. You're fine. You'll be fine. And if you're not, don't come after us.
No, don't come after us.
Remember, we don't know anything. We don't claim to know anything.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we got no money for you.
And this is the disclaimer.
That's the star dot star star star. Right?
Yeah. Okay. I do need to point out that Caroline put up a really great post over the weekend. She posted about Dollarama and the fact that she loves it and goes there like multiple times in a week. And I'm like, she had many people, us included, we're like, props to the Dollarama.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find really good nuggets in there, man.
I think we had said on a podcast that we felt Dollarama was nice and clean.
Yes. And we shopped there for our Christmas stuff. That's where you stole all my ideas.
I didn't steal any of your ideas. I did not decorate a big tacky tree with all that shit on it. Did not steal that whatsoever. You stole an ornament off me.
No, you stole all the wood things.
I found the wooden things.
No, I found
them. And then you went and got Lindor chocolate someplace else after I said what I was doing. Copycat. Oh, just like your bangs right now. Copying my bangs.
Yep. It's not though, right? Mm. Okay. All right.
Lift them up. You have my bangs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
But we would just want to say that was a great post, Caroline. Thank you, guys. This is what we want from you. We want you guys to interact in our social medias as well. So please, with Facebook, you know, post
your stuff.
So that we can have a good chit chat. And here, look at this, Caroline. We're talking about your post about
thanks, Caroline.
Dollarama. And you know what, guys? If you find some good things in Dollarama, you need to share with the group.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, there's some, like, seriously, I get my snacks there. Sometimes they have good soup stuff there.
I don't do snacks.
Yeah, cans of soup.
I get my Tupperware. I like my Tupperware from
there. The Tupperware is good from there.
Can't get wrong there.
Just saying, guys. Just saying. Right. Saran wrap.
Lots of good foil. Tin foil.
Basic.
There's good stuff.
There's good stuff there. All right. So thank you, Caroline, for sharing with the group. That's awesome sauce. And I just want to remind you guys, we do have the Facebook, as I was talking about. We do have Instagram. We have Twitter. We have TikTok. So if you want to find us on those socials, all you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. We do have YouTube. So if you want to watch us record and watch Lisa pick her ear, like she's right now.
I have an itchy ear.
You can go to YouTube. And again, it's just searching I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. And we are right there. We have full recordings. And we would like you to hit the subscribe button. Because if you subscribe, then that means we find more followers. And right now we only have 77. I'm trying to hit 100. So
but we also still want you to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast player.
Yes. Still download the episode on your whatever podcast player that you use. It doesn't really matter. Just as long as you're downloading and subscribing.
That helps us the most.
Yes, it does. It shows us that who's listening, actually. It tells us that. And we do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we are also part of the She Podcast Network. So it's shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead. And we just recently joined that. It's kind of cool. It's actually part of the Spotify platform. So if you subscribe to Spotify, that's where you can also find us as well. All of our episodes are there. Cool. Kind of cool.
Kind of cool. No, it's not kind of cool, Samantha. I don't know. I don't think this is, Loblaws is only in Canada, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. But maybe this is happening in America too. So friends of the podcast, Loblaws is like a big Canadian grocery store chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've decided they were going to discount nearly expired food at 50% off to help the people and to avoid more waste, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden there was a last minute change and they changed their mind to only offer 30% off nearly expired food. Why? Oh. What the fuck? Why are you doing that, Loblaws? You're not making enough money?
They can't handle the margin, maybe?
I don't know. It's better than no margin when you got to throw it in the garbage.
Right, because they're not making any money off of it.
And obviously, they thought they could have done it at 50%, and then they just got cheap. I'm a little bitter towards grocery stores, because I think there's a lot of people that have a tough time making ends meet, and that would be something that would really help some people.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it doesn't help them as much now. Maybe it's not going to be so good.
Huh.
Right?
I think we're already getting gouged at the grocery store anyway.
We are getting gouged. Totally getting gouged. Yep. And it's nearly expired. It's going to the bin soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go to the bin. It's going to expire and go to the bin. Take the 50% off and help people out.
What I'm hoping is that these grocery stores actually give this kind of nearly expired food to the food banks and they could potentially make meals out of it.
Right. But I bet you they're not, because if they're not willing to sell it at half price, why are they going to give it away? Right.
Yeah. But that could be considered a charity donation, right?
Maybe. But you'd think you'd hear about that, right?
Oh, God.
Right. You'd think you'd hear it. But that would be great news, right? Grocery mm-hmm. stores in Canada donating nearly expired food to food banks. You'd hear about that.
Yeah.
We're not hearing about that, Samantha.
No, we are not, Lisa.
Right. Times are tough for people. I appreciate that. Dear Loblaws, guess what? I'm not shopping at your store.
Ugh.
Right?
No, but then that's not fair because the independents are owned by specific people. They're a franchise, right? Because then you're hurting them too.
Well, you are.
That's not fair.
But then they should do the right thing.
Hmm.
Right? It's a harsh lesson to learn. It's harsh. Sometimes you mess with the bull, you're going to get the fucking horns, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Samantha.
All right. Okay, Lisa. Right?
Okay.
All right. That's calm down.
I get riled up about it.
Woo!
Right? I feel passionate about it.
Okay. Well, I got something that I feel like you need to think about.
Okay.
A sperm donor found out he has 97 kids and counting.
Ew. Yep. That's a new TV show.
His name is Dylan Stone Miller. And apparently when he was young, he was a very active sperm donor.
Wow. Was he getting paid to donate sperm?
You do get paid to donate sperm.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And he was told recently that they are retiring his sperm.
Because he's probably 97 years old.
Yeah. They're retiring him as a person who can donate, I think. So apparently right now he has kids in 6 countries and he's been connecting with them all. And they are still distributing his sperm. So potentially he could have even more children.
Wow.
But isn't the point of being a sperm donor is that it's anonymous?
I thought it was an anonymous program.
I'm like,
right?
What?
How would you even go about trying to find, hey, so on October 7th, 1983, I shot a load at this clinic. Could I be your daddy?
Apparently it started out with one of the mothers of one of the kids reaching out to, she found out his name and reached out to him and wanted to know if he would like to meet her kid because maybe she was a single mom. I don't know. So anyways, he's met these kids and I'm like, so what's the point?
I don't understand that at all.
Like, is it just because he wants to feel connected to the people that have used his sperm? Like, some of them could be couples that needed help with infertility and things like that.
I think it should be like, don't you dare.
I don't know.
Don't you dare, Dylan. Don't you dare.
I just thought, isn't this anonymous?
Number one, it's anonymous. Number two, if you've donated 97 times, you're not in it for the connection. You're in it for the $100.
I don't even know how much money you get.
Right? Or whatever, however much money, right? Right? That's what you're in it for. You're in it for the cash.
I just Weird. Don't know. Like, guys, friends of the podcast, what do you think? Like, is this normal? Should he be connecting with these kids when really all he is a sperm donor?
Right.
Like, or is it because the reason why he's connecting with these kids is because it can explain some of their personal traits
and
some of their genetic stuff? Mm.
Maybe, but then I don't know. That seems like a slippery slope.
I don't know. It just seemed odd. I'm like, of course.
It does seem odd.
Yeah. And I'm like, you've got a lot of kids. They think he has up to 250, actually.
It seems like they should have retired him a long time ago. Like 5 shots and you're good, right? Like,
and you're done. I don't know. I just think it's funny.
Huh. I just think it's weird.
It is a little weird. I think
okay, but maybe they were frozen. Did they freeze the sperm?
I think that's the whole idea.
You freeze the sperm and then at some point you have probably a little background on them and
yeah,
come up and get it. Well, speaking of things frozen, I'm shaking my head at frozen pizza.
Oh, God.
Why is it so expensive and horrible? Why can't they make a good frozen pizza?
I don't think frozen pizza was meant to be good.
Like, do you think that's on purpose? They purposely make a bad frozen pizza?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think they know. Okay, that's very narrow-minded of me. I think that they go in with all the good intentions of making this beautiful pizza, DiGiorno, Dr. Oetker.
But Giuseppe's okay in a pinch. But there's not, like, we tried a new one on the weekend. I think it was Giuseppe, and it was supposed to be stuffed crust, and it wasn't, like, it was a little bit, but the crust was hard. Like, it's just, it's like, why can't you make a good pizza? I think they don't care.
I think they don't care.
I think they don't bother.
I think if you want pizza, you should just spend the cash and get a pizza.
But again, like the salad dressings, there's 700 to choose from. Remember back in our day, there was McCain's frozen pizza.
Oh my God.
The pepperoni or the Hawaiian. And off you went.
That's true. There was only two. Oh, nope. Third, vegetable.
Okay. Right. So three. That's it. You could live with three. Not now. Nope. Now there's a million different types, a million different brands. All these different types of bad pizzas out there. When, how about we just make one good one?
But do you think a bad pizza is better or worse than a pizza pop?
Oh, like, I don't mind a pizza pop in a pinch, but I don't love a pizza pop.
Yeah.
I think a bad pizza, pizza is bad. Bad pizza is bad.
Yeah, this is true.
Right.
I think that the world has too many choices. I'm with you, Lisa. Let's ban them all.
Let's ban them all. Friends of the podcast, if you know of a good pizza, a good frozen pizza, let us know.
That would be great.
I'm always looking for a new frozen pizza. Right? Just saying.
Always looking for new food, Lisa.
Always looking for a new food, Samantha. Right? But no, I don't need 25 choices in it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you hear that Sports Illustrated magazine has laid everyone off?
Yeah, because the owner or something didn't make a payment.
What?
He didn't pay. He didn't pay his bill.
Bill for what?
I don't know. Maybe publication? I don't know.
Oh my God.
But he didn't pay. There was something he stopped making payments on something.
Uh-oh.
I know. Like, what the hell?
What are those models going to do now? All the swimsuit models.
All the swimsuit models. What are they going to do? Good thing they already put Martha Stewart on it, right? She doesn't have to worry about that. But I think, it's iconic. Sports Illustrated is iconic. Yeah,
that's like, true.
How do we not have Sports Illustrated?
I don't know.
Right? Like, did it just go belly up?
Oh, well, you know, it's hard to, you know, the magazine industry is having a hard go.
Well,
right?
I know. It is true.
Anything printed, it's been a hard go.
Yeah. Right. And they're so expensive too.
Right. And then the COVID thing happened. That didn't help anybody.
You would have thought that would have increased magazines, right? But really, when do people buy magazines?
When they're sick.
If you're going on a plane or if you're sick. If you're at the hospital or if you're going on a plane. Right. Two places. Right. Remember, not like when we were kids. Like, I remember being a kid going to buy the Enquirer with my allowance. Ooh, I'm going to get the National Enquirer. Right?
Your mother let you read that?
Yeah.
Oh, because that was a rag mag. back
total
in the day.
Ragmag, right? But it was awesome. Oh. Celebrity ragmag. It was the best. It was the best.
Huh.
So I don't okay. I don't know what we now do with no sports magazine.
Well, I think I'll survive.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't affect
I don't know
your
what
world.
The men in the world will do.
Right.
I think they're gonna be a little distraught.
It's gonna be a problem, right?
They're gonna be like, what are we gonna do about what the swimsuit models? Like, I really enjoy that
that one episode a year. Maybe that's the thing, that one episode couldn't cut it.
That one publication a year where you show
women
off
wore bathing suits.
Chicks in bathing suits.
Right? Just wasn't enough to carry it through.
Oh, apparently not.
Your men, you kind of did it to yourself, apparently.
Keep it up, boys.
Right? You did. You weren't supporting them all, only supporting them once a year. Shit happens. Okay, Samantha, if we can train our pets to be emotional support animals, why can't we teach our humans to adapt better?
It's a good question, Lisa.
Right? Like, I'm not saying, like, I get that, like, I'm not saying, like, if somebody's got PTSD, why can't we get people to adapt better to that? I'm not talking about real issues. I'm just talking in general, right? Like, in general.
I think people with emotional support animals feel that they do have real issues. So.
No, I know. They do. But why can't we get
human beings? Send your hate mail to Lisa.
No. They have real issues. I get that, right? Totally. And I support that. But why can't we get the average human being to stop being an asshole? I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think people who need emotional support animals are assholes.
Take the animal out. No. If we can, okay. What I'm saying is we can train pets to help emotionally, to help people who have needs.
Right.
Right? But we can't train people to be good to pets.
Oh, is that where you're going?
That's where I'm going. Because there's bad people that are bad to pets.
So you think that humans need to be more of an emotional support to the pets?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I think.
I totally did not think that's what you were saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Humans should be better to pets.
Right? Because there's a lot of humans. Like, I hear stories all the time of like you read about it. Like, people just drop off a box of dogs on the side of the road.
That's really wrong.
Right? We train pets to be nice to humans, but humans can't be nice to pets.
Because we think we're superior to pets.
We think the dogs are just disposable.
I think some people think like that.
And yet Mike and Lisa Gibson have a conversation all the time about where Maggie's going to go.
Okay, Maggie's not real though.
Well, guess what? She's going to outlive us. So we need to find the right home for her after we're gone.
Okay, so just to clarify, people, she's not saying that people shouldn't have emotional support animals.
No.
She's saying that people need to be emotionally supportive to animals.
To animals.
Got it.
That's what I'm saying.
You did not clarify yourself very well at the beginning. I'm like, I am not going to enter into this conversation.
So yeah, so I wasn't saying that I don't think people deserve support animals, Samantha. Of course they deserve support animals. People have issues. That's the beauty of animals. My whole thing is that it amazes me that we are shitheads to animals. It's an animal. Why are we a shithead to an animal?
Very good question, Lisa. Why are we a shithead to an animal?
Right? Like, why are we a shithead to an animal? They just want to love us.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's people out there that are just shitheads to them. That's my concern.
All right.
That's my whole concern.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, Lisa.
Yeah, well, I had to, right? Because all of a sudden you made it seem like as though I didn't support people with support animals.
Well, no, all of a sudden you're getting hate mail.
All of a sudden people are going to be like, oh, really? So you think that if you had PTSD, you should just be able to handle it? No. If I'm going to get hate mail, it's going to be about my hair.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's where I'm at with hate mail. That's the only level of hate that I have. It's hair hate. Hair hate. That's all I'm saying, right? Just stop being shitty to animals, people.
All right. Well, I shake my head, Lisa, because we're going to move on now.
All right.
I shake my head at the amount of salt or lack of salt that's used after snowing.
Oh.
Can there be some happy mediums?
No, there's not though, right? It's either too much or not enough.
Right? Because I slid as I was not going fast. I slid going to a stop sign and three children were crossing.
Yes.
The panic that set into my heart as I desperately wanted my car, I put my car in neutral and all I wanted my car to do was stop
That makes you a better person than me for sure.
Oh my God. I wasn't even going fast. It just was pure ice.
Nope. That's the thing. So it doesn't matter whether it's on the roads, whether it's on the stairs, whether it's on the sidewalks. It's either too much or not enough.
I don't know.
Right? I don't want to walk into a building and hear click, 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 and that be the salt in my shoe. Right?
But aren't you just happy that there's salt on the bottom of your shoe?
Like, I'm happy, but I'm not that happy that there's that much. Okay. Right? And then you get the salt ring on your shoe.
So basically, you're never happy? Is that the idea?
No, I'm actually always happy. Okay. I'm always happy. My disposition is happy.
Uh-huh. With a side of complaint.
With a side of complaint. With a side of concern. I prefer to call it concern.
Oh, is that
concern?
That's what we call it.
A side of concern. A side of concern, Samantha. Right? Just everything's just a side of concern.
All right.
Okay? Because I care.
Oh, yes.
Because I care, it means I'm concerned.
Yes, there it is again. Concern. Right? Care.
Concern and care. Care and concern. Okay. The two C's. CC. Right?
Oh my God.
Right? That's what I do. That's what I do, Samantha.
All right. Thanks for explaining that, Lisa.
Right, I'm just saying. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Mm-hmm. I feel like you've been like chomping, grilling me all night.
I have. It's been fun.
You, like is that has why?
Because
we're going to be together for a few days.
I know. Don't remind me.
Oh my goodness. From deciding whereabouts you might want to have something to eat, or what time you think you're going to be ready.
There's God.
So much. Right?
Oh, all right, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned here during an episode. And apparently, if you're posting in our group, our Facebook group, we will also mention some really good posts. So, guys, it's your time. It's time to shine.
Let's do this.
And it's just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we want to thank John Domingo for putting together our podcast and piecing it together as best that he can, considering it's us.
He will have some work to do this week again.
Yep, he will.
Because sometimes, friends, here's the thing, friends of the podcast, sometimes we're just doing our thing and then something goes wrong.
Something goes wrong.
But to clarify, we don't start and stop our conversation.
We don't, actually. It's a full-blown...
It's just one big, long conversation.
One big breath.
That's what we do. And that's what we're going to do in a few days.
For sure.
Yay.
Okay.
All right, Samantha, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
How about see everybody on Friday?
Oh, see the Collingwood, Ontario people in a few days.
Kelsey's.
Yeah.
Anytime after 5.
Anytime after 5. There you go.
Because I love a good happy hour.
Okay.
All right, Samantha, I'm going to be seeing enough of you coming up. I've had enough now.
All right, let's go.
All right, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.